Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Here's the snap, back to pass, has time, nobody open, rolling right, nowhere to go, he's hemmed in, fires late, and it's complete to Shakir in the end zone for a touchdown! Kincaid in motion, doubles back, fakes the handoff, rolling right, nobody open, fires back in the end zone, there's Dawson Knox, who got away from Barrett Carter, the linebacker, for the two-point conversion. Here's the snap, back to pass, blitz coming off the corner, and they've got him! Christian Benford came screaming off the edge. Joe Burrow never saw him. Allen back to pass, fires, Kincaid, touchdown Buffalo! A 6-yard touchdown reception. Welcome back, Dalton Kincaid. Back to pass, blitz coming, Allen steps up in the pocket, 40, 30, down to the 20. Allen looking for the end zone, and he's in for a 40-yard touchdown rip. The beast has been released. Brown the lone setback, receiver to each side. And it's intercepted. Jumping up in the air is Benford. Gets away from Burrow. 30, 20, 10, 5. Your AFC Defensive Player of the Week has done it again. Christian Benford with a go-ahead touchdown. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Pressure coming. Pass is batted out of the air. Intercepted by Epinesa. Dropped at the 29-yard line. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Nobody open. Pumps. Looking right. Fires. And wide open in the end zone is Jackson Hawes. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Pumps, blitz coming, steps up in the pocket. Allen gonna run, looking for the first down marker. Gets away from the defender and he's got it and slides down to the 43-yard line. How is he not your MVP?
Oh, some of the sounds amidst the incredible sights of the Bills' thrilling comeback victory yesterday inside Highmark Stadium, 39-34 over the Cincinnati Bengals. Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills radio network right there. You had a whole bunch of highlights, and there were a lot of highlights yesterday and a lot to get to today on a Buffalo football victory Monday here on WGR on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at NorthTownHyundai.com. Sal Capaccio with you today. Welcome in, as always, on a Buffalo Football Monday, win or lose, but especially on a Victory Monday. Of course, we welcome your phone calls here at 803-0550. Get in now. We'll take your calls for the next 2 hours. We'll get to the Barnes Firm injury report. We'll get to our view from the sidelines. We will get to sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, a little bit later. I got a really good hey, buddy for you today, by the way. My hey, buddy is related to something that, I kind of did something a little risque over the weekend. Maybe even illegal. Wasn't illegal, actually. But maybe unethical. I don't know. But I'll get to it a little bit later. It relates to my hey, buddy. Had a good time, but you'd be the judge. We'll do that. But before we get to all that, we got to get to what happened yesterday on the field and welcome you in, whether that's listening on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Odyssey app or watching on our YouTube stream and on Twitch. And anytime we have us on and have this show on the YouTube stream and on Twitch, want to welcome in the bullpen. What's up, AC man? What's up, Bill? We got Go Buffalo Bills. We got Steve in there. Who else? Black Cloud, Dylan, thank you very much. Just running through some of the names here. Billy the Buffalo. Billy the Buffalo mascot in there? Not really sure. We got IDL 716. Thank you. Chop Shop. So thank you all for coming in. Hot Dirt, what's up? J Bud. New Dave. As always, like to say hi to you. And then you guys keep the chat rolling in there. Every once in a while, maybe during a break, I pop in, but I need to do the show here today. So the chat is for you. The chat is for you to comment along with each other and listen to the radio show, and I appreciate that. So thanks a lot for everybody for coming in, whether it's the bullpen, Grubinator, Mike Clark, thank you so much, Robert as well, and all of you. 803-0550, where to start in this one? We could really start a lot of different ways, and I understand that there's going to be some things that you didn't like about this game. There's going to be some things that concern you about this game, but the bottom line is the Bills did what they had to do in this game to win. And they won it in a way that many people have questioned, can they win a game like this? Can they win a game where they have to get into a shootout with an elite offense, elite quarterback, Joe Burrow on the other side? There's no doubt about it. And they did. They won it, and nobody's going to confuse the Cincinnati Bengals defense with the 85 Bears, that's for sure, right? But when you go against a defense that gives you opportunity, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's what the Bills did yesterday with their MVP quarterback. And Josh Allen played like an MVP yesterday. And we get a lot of times, people call in, national talking heads will say, boy, they're just asking Josh to do too much. They can't do anything unless he puts the cape on. And I'm not telling you that's not true. But folks, let me explain something to you. That's the difference in professional sports. You know, when you're in Pee Wee in high school, if you have somebody who's just really head and shoulders above everybody, just dominate, you go out there and you know, you win a basketball game by 45 because you got the super tall kid and no one else can defend him. You just get in the ball in the paint and he shoots and he scores or whatever. You get a running back that's super fast and nobody can catch him. You run toss sweep. He's running over kids. He's running around kids. Looks like one of those mascot little kid football games, right? That's what happens. And you get to a high school level, it's a little different, but then you still have that elite talent that separates, and that's why you get your 70-30, you know, local high school rivalry game on Friday night. Then you get to college, and when you're actually dealing with, you know, D1 athletes and not having a disparity in the type of level, even if you have great, great players, you still have an opportunity to try and beat them because you also have really good players and they're on scholarship and all that. But generally, the cream rises to the top, which is why you see Georgia and Alabama and all these SEC, Indiana, shout out, Ohio State, all these teams getting to the level they are at consistently every year with the top talent. That's not the case all the time in the NFL. It's not the case. I want to remind everybody all the time, because I think we lose sight in this when we talk about the Bills. And I say all the time, we see the Bills, Bills fans see the Bills through their own lens, through their own prism. This completely tunnel vision you have. And if you're just watching the Bills and only watching highlights of other teams, you think, why can't my team do all these other great things these teams do and my team makes all these mistakes? That's just not true, right? It's just not true. You have to be able to understand how other teams operate and how sports work. They're having these conversations that we have about the Bills' struggles in every market, almost every week. Even the teams like Denver, New England, the Eagles, right? The Chiefs, look what's going on there. But the point I'm making is this. When I hear Boy, they're nothing. They got to have Josh Allen put on the cape. Sure, that might be the case. But in professional sports, when everybody is so great and everybody gets paid a lot of money and you have the best of the best talent in the world, that is the difference. Having maybe that one elite player who can make a difference in the most critical of moments. Pick your sport. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, whatever NBA player you want to put at the top of the pedestal and say, when that guy was at his best, that was the difference in the game. There were games where that player could be shut down. There were times they didn't win championships or even get there. But when that guy's at his best, that's the difference in the game, because the margin, not for error, the margin between talent from a top to a bottom of a roster on every team in the league is not much. The margin of the top talent from one team to the next is not much. But that one guy matters so much in every sport. Baseball, same way. You have an Aaron Judge, right? You have a Guerrero, whatever. You know, I use Vlad now. He's a great player. But pick your guy, a Barry Bonds, right? An elite pitcher, a Paul Skenes. It doesn't matter what a lot of the players do around them sometimes. If they rise to their top level, that could be the ultimate difference, and that's what you need. The Bills have that guy. They have that one guy who can make a difference. Why would you not want him to be the guy you put the ball in the hands of to have to win the game for you? Sure, it's a lot to ask. I get it. But other teams don't have the opportunity to ask their guy to do that because he's not good enough. The Bengals have a really good one in Burrow. And when you have a Burrow on the other side and you know that he's the difference and he's an elite playmaker and quarterback and he's got those guys to throw to, you better just be punching your way the whole game, finding a way to stay alive, and then you get your shot. And then you have your guy do his thing. That's what happened yesterday. Yesterday's a great lesson in a couple of things for us, okay? Number one, the Bills have maybe, arguably, the greatest player in the sport. And yesterday was the difference of having the greatest player in the sport for the few different plays that he had to matter. And he did it. And he played like the greatest player in the sport and the MVP. That's what he played like yesterday. Whether you want to argue he's the MVP this year or not, doesn't matter. He was the MVP last year because he was so great, and he is great. And the second thing we learned yesterday, great lesson in sports. Kids, remember, just keep playing. Just keep playing until you get your shot. You know, years ago, I used to, before the Chiefs run now, before they got Mahomes, that's what always actually impressed me about Andy Reid's teams. Andy Reid in Philly and then in Kansas City in his early years, he had a couple of lean ones, but every time I would watch like an Andy Reid team, I'd be like, man, this guy just keeps playing the game. He just keeps playing the game. Then ultimately his team makes a play that the other team doesn't make. They're not ready for. Yesterday was a great example to carry with you in sports, to carry with you in life. You just keep playing. It might not turn out your way in the end, but you're going to take body blows and you're going to take shots and it's going to suck at times. And you're going to look up at the scoreboard and go, holy cow, we're down 14-3. Holy cow, we're down 21-11. Holy cow, we're down 10 points in the fourth quarter. But you have to still keep playing, because eventually all it takes is one play to change what's happening. And it happened yesterday with Christian Benford, the one play. Now, Josh made some plays, the offense did before that, of course, but that play, take the shots, but just keep playing. The Bills were down 10 points midway through the fourth quarter. They get the ball. They have a sense of urgency. What happens? Four plays later, Josh Allen takes off 40 yards. They just kept playing. They knew, just, we got to keep playing. We can score here. They score. Suddenly, it's a three-point game. Once it became a three-point game, you're like, okay, just get a stop. It reminded me of the Ravens game, week one. I said after the Ravens game, everybody asked me what it was like. I said, I just kept saying, get a stop. You can win this game. They not only got the stop turned into a six. Turned into a Christian Benford pick six. Changed the whole complexity of the game. And then now since he starts to press a little bit, right, maybe they do. Who knows what happens on the next play?
Jordan Phillips gets his hand up, knocks the ball, goes into the arms of A.J. Epenesa. Game is completely flipped. You know why? Because the Bills kept playing. Keep playing. Were things perfect? No. Did the defense have its struggles? Yes. You're playing an elite offense with elite talent. Back to my original point. You just keep playing, man. And the Bills did that, and it's a great lesson in sports. If you are a young athlete, if you are a coach of a young athlete, a parent of a young athlete, great lesson yesterday that you keep playing and you keep fighting. Because the other team's going to make plays. Despite what you see on Red Zone Channel every week and everybody making the most amazing plays and your team is getting beat up on or losing out or, you know, getting scored on. It doesn't seem like everybody else is doing this. That's not the way the reality is of sports, okay? It's just not. Keep playing. The Bills did yesterday. They won the game 39-34. It was incredible. Incredible atmosphere yesterday inside Highmark Stadium. Taking your calls here on a Buffalo football Victory Monday. Got the Victory Monday shirt on. We are live on the YouTube stream on Twitch as well. Sal Capaccio with you, 803-0550. Lost in the shuffle of Josh Allen's incredible plays, the 40-yard run, the throw to Khalil Shakir, the fourth downs, the run at the end of the game. Lost in all of that. He was damn good through the air efficiently, too. 22 of 28 in the snow, 28 attempts. He completes 22. That's close to 79%, 251 yards. And give Joe Brady credit. I know you love to say how much you hate his play calls, and there were a couple third downs I did not like from Joe Brady. But you know what he did? The game plan was great. Your job as a coordinator is to attack the other team's weakness, to exploit where they are vulnerable. We said all week, I came on this radio station every day part last week and said, tight ends, tight ends, tight ends. Shout out to Joe Goodberry, who covers the Bengals, who was on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, who gave us the great stat about how terrible the Bengals had been against tight ends. I went back and looked and said, oh my God, yeah, the tight ends are eating on this team. You know what the Bills did? They said, we're going to have tight ends eat. And that's what they did. Great game plan by Joe Brady. Right off the bat, 32-yard pass to Dawson Knox. You knew it was going to be a tight end game. Knox, Kincaid, Jackson Hawes, 11 catches, 137 yards. Knox with a two-point conversion. Kincaid with a touchdown. Hawes with a touchdown. Great job. And great job by Sean McDermott to be aggressive. He had to. He knew his defense was up against it. He knew they weren't stopping the Bengals very much. They got some stops later. Good job by the defensive coaching staff for adjustments. But McDermott had to be aggressive. I actually thought he was maybe even a little bit reckless early in the game with some of the aggressiveness, to be honest with you. But it worked out. I don't want to be results-oriented, but the process, you understand. Even if you didn't agree, you understand. You got to keep getting points against a team like that. And they did. And the Bills yesterday were very aggressive. Sean McDermott was very aggressive. They had to be, and it worked out for them. In fact, Sean McDermott's aggressiveness yesterday went for it on fourth down at the Bengals' 3-yard line, up only 4 points with a chance to go up seven. Who doesn't take this points there? He didn't. Most teams just go up seven and go, we're going to be okay. They still have to get seven to tie. My thought was, I thought they should have and would have gone for the field goal. The thing that scared me was, you got a Bengals team then that if they do score a touchdown, they could go for two and beat you. The Bills said, we're not chancing it. We're going for it here on fourth down. 3:09 left. They get it. They convert. There was a penalty on the Bengals that they took instead of 15 yards. They move it closer and go for two, and they convert. It's the first time they converted a two-point conversion in 20 contests. Pretty amazing. And we can get to Christian Benford, the defense, and a lot more here. I could keep going on and on, but let's turn it over to you here. It's been already long enough to not take your call, so we'll do it. 803-0550. Billy in Toronto's up first. Hi, Billy. What's up?
Yeah, hey, Sal. Yeah, boy, is Benford had a couple of weeks or what? But, you know, Sal, listen, you know I've been positive. You know I told you this team's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know about yesterday's game. I didn't like it. And I'll tell you, I mean, of course, Josh aside, that's our savior all the time. But can we please get up on somebody 14-0 and then blow their doors off? Do we always have to come back like this? And let's be real. I mean, yes, they were great, two great defensive plays. But that, I don't know what Burrow was doing on that. It looked like he tried to shot put the football. And to break it down even on another side, I mean, Josh Allen's my best, you know, my favorite athlete, but Joe Burrow's right behind him. I love those two guys, one, two. You can put Mahomes in the closet because I don't think Mahomes is as good as either one of these two guys. But anyway, listen, it was a win. I'll take it, but we can't keep relying on these, I'm going to call them fluke defensive plays.
They're and, not, okay, well, they're not fluke. Are they fluke when they happen against you?
No, but you know what I'm saying.
No, like, I know, Billy, but again, let's go back to what I said earlier. That's a design. That's a scheme. That's not a fluke. Christian Benford's interception isn't a fluke. They put him in position to make a play, and he made a play.
No, but Sal, I understand what you're saying. When you throw a pass over the middle and the guy jumps the route and returns it, that play was incredible where Burrow can't get it over him, and he just leaps. You don't see that. You see that play once every 10 years in football. I'm happy for the win, Sal.
What's a fluke? Fluke is falling down on your way to the end zone. How about ripping the ball out? Give the Bengals credit. Look, the other thing, the Bills could have scored 50 in this game as well, and I get it. Defensively, I know, you're mad. I don't think there's anything to be super mad about. I get it. Again, I'll say, every game has its own DNA. I say it all the time. You're not playing the Steelers this week, you're playing the Bengals. You're not playing the Bengals next week, you're playing the Patriots. The game's going to unfold differently. I understand. You're upset because they gave up a lot of points. Man, like, you're playing a really great offense. The Bills weren't perfect. They made good adjustments. They made plays. Don't call it a fluke what Christian Benford did, I'll tell you that. That's good design. That's good execution. That's good thought process. And it's a great play by him. Mike in Denver. What's up, Mike?
Yes. Good morning. I wanted to compliment you on your arrow up, arrow down. I mean, especially your arrow down when it comes to three players, and that's Greg Rousseau and Cam Lewis and Teron Johnson, I look back at the last three game statistics for Greg Rousseau. He's had three solo tackles in the last three games, zero sacks, and he doesn't make any real spectacular plays, and I know you don't need players to always be spectacular as long as they're doing their job, but I don't even know if he's doing his job that well when it's all said and done. It's getting pretty close to putting him on a milk carton. I mean, he's definitely been MIA this year, and I think for his salary, for what he makes, he needs to do more. And Johnson, that guy, I think he's living off his past, you know, reputation or what have you. I mean, I know he made that big play in the Baltimore game, but he really hasn't done too much that I can think of lately. He always seems to be a step or two behind, and Cam Lewis is a little bit undersized, so I realize they're going to be going after him. But I did want to comment on the offense, and I got to give McDermott credit for these last two games. He's done an excellent, him and his staff have done an excellent coaching job considering the injuries and considering who they've played. I realize that maybe the Steelers weren't necessarily, you know, a great team, but, you know, if they start to run the ball on you, then they can be a little bit dangerous, and I think the Bills have pretty much shut down the run these last 2 weeks. And one other thing that I didn't want to be overlooked was that two-point conversion, because that was an important play when it all comes down to analyzing this game, because Cincinnati, when they scored that last touchdown there, they had to go for 2 points to make it only a field goal game if they had a chance to get the ball back. And that would have been huge, but as it turns out, they couldn't convert on that two-point conversion when they had their chance. And so I just wanted to bring all that up.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. You got it. Thanks for the phone call. I was very surprised the Bengals didn't go for an onside kick, by the way. If I'm in Cincinnati doing this show today, I'm wondering why they didn't try an onside kick. I understand they got the Bills into a 3rd and 15 anyway, but either way, you got to get the ball back, no matter if the Bills have it at their own, you know, at midfield or not. Like, they had to get the ball back, and that would have been a better opportunity. They had one timeout and the 2-minute warning. I thought they should have. Rousseau has not showed up as a pass rusher. There's no doubt. I agree, Mike. Taron Johnson has definitely not had the same impact this year as we've been used to seeing him. I think that's a very big product of teams getting bigger on the offensive side and Taron getting older. And Cam Lewis, they just took advantage of his size yesterday. That was a tough matchup for him, and no excuse. I mean, he didn't have a very good game, but it was a very tough matchup for him, putting big tight ends and Samaje Perine on him. So no doubt. Anthony in New York City. Hi, Anthony. What's up?
How you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Sal, who's the tight end? Cincinnati's tight end was killing us in the first half.
What? I'm sorry, what?
The Bengals tight end. He was killing us in the first half.
Gesicki?
Yes.
Okay.
He kind of killed us in the first half, too.
Okay. Yep. Well, they've done a great job against tight ends this year, and then this, you know, that game they didn't. They've done a really great job. The Bills are actually one of the best teams in the NFL this year against tight ends. Now, I know they haven't played world-beating tight ends all year, but they actually have done a really good job. You know what the Bengals did yesterday? They said, oh, you're going to have Cam Lewis on our tight ends? We're going to go at him because he's small. And we're going to take advantage. And that's a great job by the Bengals and not a great job by the Bills and Cam Lewis. But, you know, again, I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of the show. Give the other team credit. They had a good game plan to attack something they saw with the Bills. You'd love the Bills to have all pros everywhere on the team. They don't. Cam Lewis is a very small player. He's tough. He's tough. But he's like the smallest guy on the defense. And when he's out there in dime, the Bengals took advantage of him. Okay. We're 4 phone calls in, and I think we have more complaints than we have people being happy, actually, to be quite honest with you. That's okay. That's what this show is for. But we'll take a time out here, and we'll come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, folks, tune in to WBN 930 and the Wolf Buffalo on Thursday, December 11th. That's this Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the SPCA Serving Erie County Radiothon presented by Trocare College. Do your part to help raise money for over 12,000 animals being served by the SPCA each year and give them a chance at a healthy, happy life. This year, adoption fees for pets 6 months and older are half off. A big thanks to Picasso's Pizza and Paula's Donuts for fueling our volunteers this year. Sal Capaccio back here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. on WGR. We'll hit the phone lines back up again. Let's go to Abraham, who's in Syracuse. Hi, Abraham.
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, so I heard you talking with Jeremy about head injuries a little bit last hour.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually able to watch the Bills games. I don't know if there was a play in that game you were talking about, but in the Sunday night game, somebody got clotheslined pretty bad. He actually looked like he flipped over.
Well, let me tell you what happened so everybody understands, because it's been a big talking point this morning. During the game yesterday, second quarter, the Bengals threw a ball on the sidelines to T. Higgins. He went up really high to catch it. He actually caught the ball, but he landed out of bounds, and he hit his head really violently against the turf. And T. Higgins had just come out of concussion protocol last week. He missed a game because of a concussion. He lay on the turf for a moment. He sat up. He didn't stand up yet. He sat up, and he pointed to his head. And then the trainers came over, and they talked with him. They walked him off the field. He went into the tent with presumably the independent neurologist, and they actually cleared him to come back in the game later. And then later, he again hit his head in the turf, and he went off the field, and he still went back in the game, and that's why we're talking about it.
I see. Okay, so that wasn't actually a player collision in that instance.
No.
Well, I guess what I had to say was I play rugby a little bit, and then I've been following it since. And I know they have a rule, actually, that no wrap tackles are not allowed. It's actually a yellow or a red card for no wrap tackle. And I didn't know the whole T. Higgins story from last night, but as far as, the big hits on punt returns or when a receiver's catching the ball and getting blindsided or something like that, I think football taking a no wrap tackles out of the game would go a long way for head injuries.
Well, are you saying that if a guy is running down the field with a ball and a defensive back is going to try to tackle him, he wouldn't be able to just hit him down?
Correct. You have to grab a hold of the player. You can't just lay your shoulder into him or dive at his legs or stuff like that.
Obviously, the difference is there's equipment in football. There's really not in rugby. Thanks, Abraham. I get the sentiment, but I would never be for that. I would say, though, I do think helmets in football, people have made the argument in the past, and I know it sounds crazy. Take away helmets in football because they're actually used more as weapons than protection. But that's a discussion for another day. I would never be for just a no-wrap tackle in football having to count. You have these guys who are 185-pound defensive backs, and they have to tackle Derrick Henry. I mean, they can't wrap him up sometimes. They just have to get to him and try and hit him and kind of, get to the party a little bit. So either way, thanks a lot for the call, Abraham. CJ in West Seneca, what's up?
Hey, Sal, morning, man. So, I mean, Josh obviously went, super Tecmo Bowl mode yesterday, and it was nice to have Knox have a coming out party because they definitely needed him to – step up yesterday with, Kincaid still being kind of labored. But your caller Mike brought it up a few calls back with Taryn. I don't know if he's lost a step or if he's playing hurt or what's going on, but in your opinion, A, could it happen, and B, should they do it? Can they give Hairston more of a run in the slot for like the playoff run just near the end of the season? Because I feel like you have to put your top three corners out there, and that's obviously Hairston, Benford, and Trey. Is it realistic at this part of the season to do that?
Or I would say no for this reason. The biggest reason for me is I would be in CJ. You hung up. I wish you would have stayed on. I get it. Again, yes, Hairston, he can play, and he's not like not physical, right? We know that he's actually a willing tackler. I'm just going to tell you something. Taryn Johnson told us last year. Taryn Johnson said last year it took him a good 3 years to really understand that position. Where he's supposed to be, the angles he's supposed to take, how the run fits. You can't ask Max Hairston to do that. But he's a rookie who plays the boundary, he's good out there. And you're asking then, it's not just, you can't just think about, well, he's got the skill set, he's fast, and Taryn's lost a step. It goes way, way beyond that. You're talking about a guy who would have to understand every little nuance of all the run fits with the linebackers and the D-line. Otherwise, teams would absolutely take advantage of the Bills in every situation that he was on the field like that. So I would say no. Let's go to Youssef in Buffalo. Hi, Youssef.
Sal Capaccio. How are we doing today, my brother?
That's me. You're Youssef. Go ahead, buddy. I'm good.
Yes, sir. I was actually calling about a few calls back. I heard somebody talking about how they were very disappointed with the game as a whole. I actually think that the first half, it was looking pretty ugly, but the second half, we put our player in a position that he needed to play his best football, and he did, and our defense made two huge plays, and I think that's how the game should be played. and I'm very happy going forward with how the Bills were looking.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. And my biggest response to that, Youssef, is thanks for the call, is, again, I'll say two words. It's sports. You're not going to be perfect all the time. I get it. You want them to be, and they look terrible for the first three drives, and they're getting moved on. You know what they did? They adjusted. They made plays, and they kept playing, and they kept fighting, and they made their own plays. It's sports. I get this all the time. You never criticize the team, you homer. Listen, I just wrote arrow up, arrow down. I did. Greg Rousseau got an arrow down. Cam Lewis got an arrow down. Taron Johnson got an arrow down. The first three drives of the game got an arrow down. There's a lot about this game that was negative. I counted 11 arrow downs that I wrote. I criticized too. But you take the whole body of work when it comes to a sporting event. You take the ebb and flow of the game, and you take how the game is played on each side of the ball affecting what you do. The Bills were getting kind of worked in their soft zone defense again against Cincinnati, and that was frustrating to see. I didn't like to see it. It was terrible. So you know what they did? Two things. Number one, they made an adjustment later, and it wound up helping them on defense. But the head coach recognized that and said, I got to be aggressive and score points here. And that was a direct result of them not having a great day on defense to start the game. And then they made their own plays. It's okay to not like what you saw. It's okay to say they got to be better here or there. They also made more plays than they didn't and beat a really good offense against a quarterback who had not lost in eight starts with elite talent around them and scored 39 points. So I think there's a lot to be happy about today, even if you can pick apart what you want to be not happy about. You can pick that. You can do that. But overall today, it's a victory Monday, and I think you should be happy as a Bills fan for what you saw yesterday overall at the end result. This wasn't a squeaked out a 10-9 victory when you look terrible. There were times where it just, man, that you got to be better than that. That wasn't yesterday. Yesterday wasn't, oh my God, they look terrible. I can't believe they won this game 10-9. Yesterday was, man, they got taken advantage of in a few areas by a really good offense. But overall, they did what they had to do to beat that team. That's the way I look at it. Let's go to Rob in North Tonawanda. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on the complimentary side. Like, nobody's saying this about the Bills' run defense. I thought they did a great job holding the Bengals in check. I mean, you know, whatever Shaq Thompson is doing better than Terrell Bernard, he's like the unsung hero of the linebacking core. I mean, this dude is in spots where he's supposed to be. I mean, he definitely puts our linebackers in spots where they're supposed to be. And I mean, if it wasn't for him in our running game, it could have been terrible, you know, because obviously we know how Burrows and Chase are.
Yeah.
And that. And is there something that Allen doesn't do to impress us every year versus the 49ers game? And now a 63-yard touchdown pass. I mean, man, we're so spoiled with Josh Allen.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm glad you brought up Shaq Thompson. I have been talking a lot about him. It's been a talking point here and elsewhere about him and versus Terrell Bernard. I don't think it's anything that Terrell Bernard's not doing. I just think it's the response of Rob. Here's my take on it, okay? I think there's a couple things happening. First of all, Terrell Bernard has definitely been injured this year. He's had an ankle injury. It's not an excuse because, you know, guys are injured and they're playing through it. But I do think offenses, teams in general in the league, but especially against a team like the Bills that's built with a smaller athletic defense, offenses have gotten bigger and they've run at the Bills a little bit more, and they're taking advantage of guys like Terrell Bernard who are undersized. And the Bills, you know, that's a tough matchup for them. And now they put Shaq Thompson on the field. He's not a sideline-to-sideline guy like Terrell Bernard, but he plugs holes and goes north and south, and that's what they need right now. It's just a better fit right now, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I mean, you look at Terrell Bernard, don't get me wrong, he is very athletic. I think he's great in the passing game.
Yeah.
But when it comes to needing, you know, if we're not going to get beef on the, you know, obviously the defensive line, we could use a bigger
middle
linebacker.
Well, here's what I think could happen next year in the offseason. This is a discussion for the offseason, though, Rob, not right now. I do think there's a discussion that could be made about maybe moving Terrell Bernard to the weak side. Matt Milano's a free agent. We'll see if he's back next year. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. If they move on from Matt Milano, I think Terrell Bernard could take that spot and be more of a sideline to sideline guy, and then you draft a young middle linebacker that plugs up the A-gaps and goes to north and south. Or maybe you bring Shaq Thompson back for a year. Who knows? But that's the way I kind of look at that situation. 803-0550. Good calls. And we're on track again, I think, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio hanging out with you today. We got Joe Calley, we got Owen Power, and we got you on the stream, on the app, and on the radio dial on WGR Sports.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Radio 550. All right, let's get to the Barnes Firm injury report from yesterday's game, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Folks, finally, for the first time in a while, I guess we've had a couple games like this, but there was nothing real significant from the Bills' side to be super concerned about coming out of this game that you weren't going into the game. The only player that didn't return to the game that left was Cole Bishop, and that was because of cramping. And I saw him in the locker room and said, hey, how you doing? He said, I'm good. So hopefully he's good to go for next week. He was cramping. Obviously, it's not an injury, so that's great that they came out of this game with no new significant injuries. It doesn't mean when we hear from Sean McDermott later at 4 p.m. that he won't tell us, yeah, this guy's got this or this guy's got that coming out of the game. That can always happen. We learned after the Texans game when, you know, Deion Dawkins was in concussion protocol a day later. I would say there was a point in the game I looked, I thought Khalil Shakir was hobbling a little bit on his ankle. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. Dalton Kincaid came into the game with knee and hamstring injuries. He didn't play a ton. He was effective when he did. He was wearing the knee brace. Hopefully he got through the game okay. We'll find out, but there was nothing during the game that happened, so that was good news. And then the three players that didn't play that we'll be monitoring as the week goes on. Joey Bosa, of course, with his hamstring. I mean, you're talking about a hamstring. You're talking about an older player with an injury history. I don't know. Might seem a little too ambitious to think he'd play against the Patriots this week. Spencer Brown, I think he was close to playing, but they felt comfortable with Ryan Vandermark at right tackle against this particular defense in a home environment with less crowd noise. So Spencer Brown, to me, looks like maybe we could see him get back on track to play this week. We'll find out later. And then Joshua Palmer's a big one because his body, as Sean McDermott said, just isn't quite right now to be able to play, or it wasn't. But he didn't practice at all during the week, but he was still listed as only doubtful. Maybe this is the week he comes back. My question is, when he does, what happens at wide receiver? The lowest snap count wide receiver guy yesterday was Keon Coleman. Does Josh Palmer just take Keon Coleman's spot? And is he Keon Coleman a healthy scratch, or do you keep them all active and you figure it out? It's going to be interesting when Joshua Palmer does come back, and hopefully he does next week. That is the Barnes Firm Injury Report. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Steven in PA. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you doing today, Sal?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, just wanted to bring up, I don't know how many people are talking, not talking, about the impact play Jordan Phillips had, and just, I got, from my perspective, my wife is probably sick of hearing me rip on Bean, and I've been all over Bean. I think Bean probably's taken the brunt of my frustration just based on the roster construction, but got to give a guy flowers where flowers is due, and, you know, Bean bringing a guy back like Jordan Phillips, you know, that was probably not as big a play as the Benford play, obviously, but nonetheless, anytime you get the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands when their offense is doing what they're doing, you know, just kudos to Phillips on, you know, making an impact, and just wanted to bring that to the forefront today.
Yeah, you got it. It was a monster play. It really was. I mean, you get the pick six to go up. It's still a one-score game, and the very next play, he puts his hand in the air. He bats it down, and then A.J. Epinesa comes up with the interception. That's a monster play right there, no doubt about it. And A.J. said something interesting in the locker room about how all week Jordan was doing that and talking about that. They knew that Burrow would want to get the ball out of his hands quick. And get your hands up quick. Again, these aren't fluke plays. We had a caller earlier say, these fluke plays. Folks, these are things these professional athletes do and work on. Ball's going to come out quick. As soon as you get to a spot, you get your hand up. Bam, you can knock it down. Maybe the ball bounces a certain way and you get a break right there. Sure. Same thing happens. Ball bounces a certain way when James Cook fumbles, but they fell on it, right? The Bengals. These aren't fluke plays. These are plays that people study and have a sense to make happen. Benford's play wasn't fluke. It was a great call by the defensive coordinator and Sean McDermott, whoever winds up calling that, Bobby Babbage or him, who knows right now these days, but put him in position to, you know, he's over top of Jamar Chase. They figure we'll get the ball out to Chase quickly here. Benford comes on a corner blitz, perfectly called, designed right there, and he makes the play. Okay. A.J. Epinesa, how about this? I have an incredible stat that's going to blow your mind. Did you see the stat I tweeted this morning about A.J. Epinesa? Okay. I'm going to blow your mind right now. You ready? Owen, you ready for the stat? Did you see the stat I tweeted this morning? All right, here we go. A.J. Epinesa, defensive end for the Buffalo Bills, is now the team's franchise leader in interceptions by a defensive lineman since the merger.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
Since 1970 in the AFL-NFL merger. A.J. Epinesa has more interceptions than any Bills defensive lineman who's ever played for the team.
Wow. That's...
There is a guy named Ron McDowell who had six, but all of his came in the AFL.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Well, I remember a couple years ago, people started saying the stat of when Sauce Gardner was in the division, that A.J. Epinesa had more stats, interceptions than Sauce Gardner on the season. So, I mean, it tracks, I guess, but like, it's just crazy to think A.J. Epinesa is the guy on the roster that did
it.
He
is tied. He is tied for 81st overall in franchise history with names like Rasul Douglas, Kiko Alonso, Paul Posluszny, Sam Cowart, bunch of linebackers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy to think about.
Because he's got two this year, right?
He's got two this year, and he had two in 2023.
Night. Yes. Yeah. Wow. So on the odd years, he's getting two two interceptions. Right. Look at that.
Look at Epinesa go.
If he gets another one, all right, he'll climb in. He'll have five. He'll climb into the top 65 all time. He's currently chasing players like Tremaine Edmonds and Troy Vincent.
That's awesome.
Marty Schottenheimer, the old coach and Brian's dad. Whoa. Five interceptions. That was AFL days, by the way. London Fletcher with five. Crazy, right, to think about. It's amazing. A.J. Epinesa, your stat of the day. Go stun your friends today. I just gave you a great stat to win some money with your buddies. And go, I bet you a couple dollars you don't know the answer to this. And tell them, who's the Bills' all-time defensive lineman leader in interceptions since the merger? The answer? A.J. Epinesa. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the Buffalo Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.